The Republic Broadcasting Network.
The whole of this crazy society is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on the screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 200 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. It's another day. It's Tuesday, July 17th, 2012. I'm your host, Michael Sorman. Thank you for joining us here. We're here live worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks. And it's perfect that they're reaching out into new media and the social media, because we're a social media disaster here at Mile High Liberty Radio. That's all we do. Spend our time messing around in the internet world and finding out news and information. And we hear all the time about how bad things are. You know, I use the drone example every once in a while. We'll talk about the drones a little bit and try to do a little perspective on them again today. Just a news story. We're not going to spend the day talking about. I got a bunch of different things to talk about today. I think we'll hit on vaccines. You know, I clarified yesterday some quote-unquote unsubstantiated statements made by me by actually producing the materials. Well, I'll do that again today with some of the vaccine stuff. And I just printed up some things. You know, I had made some statements about the Salk vaccine trials being a joke, and that if you look at actual graphs and charts of the vaccines from at the time and the introduction of the polio vaccine, and that within the years following the introduction of it on a wide scale, all of these other diseases popped up that were just like polio, but not polio, of course, because, of course, polio was eradicated. We couldn't have that. So we'll look at that a little bit. There's a ton of things out today. I was running late because there's just so much going on, and I got the links posted up there, MileHighLibertyRadio.com, of some of the things that we'll talk about today. Well, I wanted to talk about the Kennedy assassination and the banker connection between the Kennedy assassination and something that is often pushed as the reason why Kennedy was assassinated. We're going to jump into that. I didn't post any links on that because I'm going to be talking about, well, this whole social media thing, and that's kind of what led me to say that we're a social media disaster here, because really it's a disaster spending a bunch of time off in this land of idiocy that is Facebook and is social media. It's obvious that it helps if you're in there getting your right things done, but you got to watch yourself, and it'll lead me to this Kennedy thing, and I'll dive back into it. I don't want to start now because we only have a minute before we go into the first break, so I'll let that happen, and then we'll come back and we'll jump into the Kennedy assassination thing, and then we'll hit on some local news stories first, and then we'll jump into the Kennedy assassination thing, I think, because the local news stories were really kind of important and interesting in a fun sort of way, not necessarily in a groundbreaking news sort of way, but there are things going on in Colorado that are indicative of what's going on in the rest of the world. So it's great to, whenever I set out to find information on something, I almost always invariably try to start here in my own backyard. We're broadcasting live from the Front Range of Colorado, right at the base of the beautiful Rocky Mountains in Denver, Colorado, Golden, Colorado, technically, I guess. You can put Denver and then put the area code or the zip code up there, and they don't care. They only care about the numbers, and it'll get to the right place if you have that information. So call it what you will. We're broadcasting live from Denver, so I like to put things in the perspective of what's going on here in Denver. And all of these things, of course, are always about the solutions, because the idea is that the things that we're talking about, somewhere, something in them you find important and helps you in your day-to-day life. And we'll get into it when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
aloha. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without a reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without a reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Welcome to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're here every Monday at 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all across the Republic Broadcasting Network, talking about solutions, talking about the news, talking about what's important, and doing so from the point of view that somewhere in all this massive information that's going on out there, whether it be over the web or just the cable channels that we all have, or any number of these places where we're getting all of this massive information that's just constantly bombarding at us, something in it for you that you can take out of it that is a solution in your own life that helps you. Some of it's just for fun. Some of it's just because the information needs to get out there, and that really is the biggest solution. Getting the information out there to people. Once you know this, you've got to tell somebody else, whatever it is, whether it's about the vaccines that we're going to talk about a little later, whether it's about the confusion about the Kennedy assassination and perhaps the events surrounding it, and who might clarify that for you, and who you might trust in it to clarify that information for you if you weren't necessarily to trust what I'm going to tell you about it. We'll talk about all those things and more in the context of these solutions, but this was something that I came up, you know, like I say, I always kind of start looking in my own backyard. I figure out what's going, you know, what on the national scene is going to affect me here locally, because that's much more what I have to worry about. I'm right here in the middle of the nation, and everything is happening around me, literally. So I could take it in from all sides and figure out what's important. So I start by looking here at home, and that leads to, you know, the usual places like the DenverPost.com. And as always, I caution you against their website. It's obnoxious. But if you go up to MileHighLibertyRadio.com, a wonderfully streamlined design website, if I do say so myself, that provides only the information that you need to know. If you go right to about the middle of the page of MileHighLibertyRadio.com, you see this week, you see today's date, Tuesday, July 17th, and you thought what you were doing today was fun, Kennedy assassinated by the bankers, changing the name of diseases to make vaccines look good. Yeah, we'll get into that aspect of it, too. Rash of flag burnings in Denver. I love it when media uses words like rash. Time Magazine and trash journalism, you don't say. Click on that red link right there, and it'll take you to the links. And I said we were running late, getting the show together today and last-minute stuff. And last-minute is usually me sitting right here putting these links that I've investigated throughout the day up here to share them with you and deciding which ones. And it was just so tight today coming down to the line that I just grabbed my list of potential links, not everything on it, most of the stuff that was on it, and just threw it up there on the page. Now, it's not disorganized or anything like that, but it is just black and white text. You can't actually click it. You actually have to do it the hard way. You have to copy the link and then just paste it in your browser. That shouldn't be too tough. But this story that we're about to dive into is up here at MileHighLibertyRadio.com under today's date. And it's under Colorado uses DHSDB to verify voter eligibility. Well, that's one of the things we'll talk about. But there's another article under there that for some reason didn't get sparsed out, pushed away, and put in its own separate area. I didn't title it. And it's about a study that was done that just came out on Monday about parents paying less than students. For college tuition fees. And again, this was at the Denver Post. It's study parents paying less of students' tuition fees. And it's at CU Boulder, students taking out more loans, parents taking out fewer. And that right there was enough for me to, red flag, woo! See me here waving the red flags. Problem at CU Boulder, students taking out more loans, parents taking out fewer. Students aren't introduced yet into this notion. I'm just going to dive right into this because we haven't talked about this subject at all, really. And that's the education subject and the trap that are student loans. It's like many of these things. It's in the background. It's controlled by these bankers, and it's twisted in their favor. And the results are never as good as what they tell you it's going to be, you know? The number of people who enter college and take out these loans is nowhere near the number of people who graduate college and actually have the ability to pay off these loans. So it's a trap in and of itself. And I don't know, we'll get into it deeper, I imagine, one of these days than just this story here, because I'm just running through this. But like I said, that raised red flags for me right away. This is Brittany Annis, the Camera staff writer. So the Camera is a newspaper in Boulder. And at CU Boulder, students taking out more loans, parents taking out fewer. And there's a link up there with the girl talking about her working through college and paying her own student loans. And they give some percentages, and they go on to tell this Kaylee Ortega's story and about how she's piecing together how she's paying for her trip to the University of Colorado to learn. And it's all because of this report that came out Monday that I mentioned, which is done by the IPSOS, Public Affairs, and it's their annual report, How America Pays for College. It just came out on Monday, and it shows, of course, a bunch of the key findings and gives you all the numbers and stuff. And it's a deep, deep, deep report, but it's all the information. You can find it through that link that I provided up on MileHighLibertyRadio.com. And just to take a look, just an overview of it, this is right off the Sallie Mae website. Again, I always try to go to the source, try to dig deep through it. I got to the Sallie Mae website through the Denver Post story. It led me to this, looking for the How America Pays for College part of it. And you can find the whole PDF up here, but we'll just hit on some of the highlights. How America Pays for College, 2012, a national study by Sallie Mae and Ipsos. Sally Mays, How America Pays for College 2012 PDF 1.3 megabytes. Study conducted by Ipsos finds that, we'll just do a few bullet points, 83% of college students and parents strongly agree that higher education is an investment in the future. College is needed now more than ever, 70% believe that, and the path to earning more money, 69% believe that. Drawing from savings, income, and loans, students paid 30% of the total bill, up from 24% 4 years ago, while parents covered 37% of the bill, down from 45% years ago. That's because parents ain't got the money anymore, and they wouldn't be sending you to college at all. Get this. This is important. They would not be sending you to college at all if you did not have the ability to pay for it yourself or were not taking out loans from the government and getting trapped into the banker debt system. Okay. The percentage of families who eliminate college choices because of costs rose to the highest level, 69%, in the five years since the study began. Virtually all families exercise cost-saving measures, including living at home, 51%, adding a roommate, 55%, reducing spending by parents, 50%. I'm not sure what that means exactly. And students, 66%. I might have to read it again. But whatever. There's so much of this stuff. We're just hitting points, and it's all up there for you to find if you want to go look for it. It's called How America Pays for College 2012, and it's released by Sallie Mae, the guys who underwrite all the loans. It's, you know, quasi-government and government body that does loans, you know, then all kinds of loans, different loans. In 2012, families continued the shift toward lower-cost community college, with 29% enrolled compared to 23% 2 years ago. In fact, overall families paid 5% less for college compared to 1 year ago. And that's based on that they started going to less expensive, better colleges. I went to a community college for the first 2 years of my college career and learned a hell of a lot more at the community college than I did at the big college. The big college was just ridiculously oversized classroom with no attention to individual students at all. The community colleges were smaller. It's people in your community. They don't spend so much time worrying about the football team or the baseball team and how well they're doing. They're actually trying to provide education for the community, quite a bit difference, really, from the state schools to the community colleges. The community colleges generally are community-based, and they provide quality education as opposed to the just kind of churning them out education that maybe some of the larger state universities would do. And if you don't believe that, just look at the amount of money that they take in the first year of school versus the amount of money that they take in the last year of school, or really the number of students, I should say, versus the money, because the money probably increases too. But just another one more bullet point that they had on this one. 35% of students borrowed education loans to pay for college, 25% borrowing federal loans, only 9% using a mix of federal and private loans, and 1% tapping private loans only. So really the answer is that everyone else is paying for their college education, and more often and more amounts, and more people getting into the system that are doing it are having theirs paid for by the federal student loan process. And I myself and many, many other people pay student loans. So we know how it goes. I actually am speaking from a point of I actually know what I'm talking about because I've actually experienced this process. I went from a junior college, a community college, to a state college, and I spent a lot of money along the way, and I spent a lot of your money along the way, ultimately. People like you right now about retirement age or so, you paid for my college already. And, you know, I guess if the left has their way about it, nobody will ever pay for my college because I'm still paying on the majority of my student loans. You better believe it. And I probably will be for the rest of my life because I end up having to use the system the way it is to pay the lowest possible amount that I can, because it's the whole system. If you didn't get student loans, good for you. If you didn't go to college and you're successful, good for you. If you didn't go to college, good for you. You know what? You didn't miss anything. You know what I got out of college? I got a beer belly. I didn't learn necessarily anything in college, let's say, so much as I was able to expand my social horizons, no question about that. But I was also doing a real job, and that's why I started out in the junior college, the community college, the smaller college, because I started out going in for a radio career. I was actually on the radio and studying classes that pertain to my radio career. And then when I went to K-State and started going there, I went there for about a year and finally dropped out once and for all and said that was enough is enough. When I went there, part of the problem with all that was is that I was told, and I went to junior college, community college, in the same state, just in a different town than K-State, because I moved there right after I turned 20. And the state, K-State, didn't take half of my credits. Basically, I walked over there with 70 to get enrolled over at K-State with 70 credits, basically a junior already. I should have walked in there a junior with classes under my belt already, on my way to becoming a graduating senior out of the college, getting out of there once and for all, and they dropped like half of my credits after telling me that none of this stuff pertained. And it wasn't even the practical stuff. It was the 101s and stuff like that that they dropped. So the whole thing was a joke from the get-go, and I have no problem at all saying that if you didn't go to school, you were lucky and you saved some money. Another story that I came across, I don't know what happened to our break there. We skipped our break. Well, let's do that break right now then. And then we'll come back and I'll finish up some more stories that I found here locally, and we'll dump into all these other things that I talked about.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, we're here. We're talking about the good things. We're trying to look at the good side of the bad news. All of it. There's a positive lining in it somewhere for you. I don't know what's positive about telling people not to go to school and get an education, because that's not what I've said at all. I said going to college and paying for college and using the loan system to buy an education that you can't otherwise afford might not be a very good idea, because there's any number of reasons why you don't want to jump into any kind of debt. Simply the one that you might eventually have to pay it back. It's always best to try to buy things that you can right up front. And you can buy yourself an education real easily. Let me clue you into something. When you go to a classroom or an education, aside from maybe that teacher's individual knowledge and some of the people that you might happen to get lucky to come in contact with and make friends with, is coming from a book, and you could go buy the book too and teach yourself exactly the same thing just as well. Yeah, there's a little bit to be said for experience, but it's nice to have a little bit of knowledge before you jump into something too. And it all starts with those books, and buy your own education. You don't have to do it their way. I wish that I'm glad that I went to the junior college, to the community college. Unfortunately, I decided to continue to try. I was going to try to go into the radio program at K-State, maybe broadcast some football there for a little while, some of that glamorous stuff. But ultimately, I ended up just dropping out, leaving that, and just going on and doing the radio thing myself, and did the rock radio DJ and stuff like that for a number of years, and finally ended up coming back to Denver, and here I am talking about this stuff. And speaking of Denver and stories, there was a news story up on 9news.com about a rash of flag burning cases in Denver, and I just love this that I commented about earlier. And again, all these links are up at milehighlibertyradio.com under today's date, and I just love how these people use these words, rash of flag burning cases in Denver. Ooh, oh my God, the entire city of Denver has people standing on sidewalks lighting flags on fire. That's not what happened. Not even close. July 17th, 2012, staff writer Blair Schiff. Listen to this very closely. Listen to these addresses and listen to this information that I'm about to read. And you tell me, again, if it's a rash of crime, of flag burning all over Denver. For whatever reason, I'm not even going to get into reasons why someone might need to or want to light a flag on fire. One, that's the proper way you bury a flag, but that doesn't apply in this instance. You'll see, Denver, there are multiple reports of American flags being burned in northern Denver, according to police. On Saturday, police found a burned flag outside of the model home in the 8500 block of East 33rd Avenue. Remember that. According to police, red, white, and striped flag was left smoldering on the lawn. Police discovered the flag was hanging on a post, and it melted the string, and it fell to the ground about 4 feet. Police were investigating another neighbor complained that his flag was burned. See, a neighbor, 8800 block of East 35th. This is a three-block radius so far. This is one guy. This is one kid. This is one dumb person, or one person with a statement one person that's trying to burn stuff down is not a very good arsonist. I don't know what this is, but what this is not a rash of flag burnings going around the city of Denver, as the title would have you believe. It's just, again, keeping in mind that you have to be aware that this is, that they're trying to program an idea, or they're ignorantly pushing a notion on you that just isn't true in all of these cases with all of these stories. Just always keep that in mind whenever you hear something on TV, whenever you hear something on the radio. You can definitely tell when I'm reading something versus when I'm giving you my opinion. If you can't, call me up, 877-488-5350, anytime, and I'll be glad to clarify it for you when it's my opinion versus what I believe to be a fact. I pretty well stick to it. The Denver Fire Department mentioned they just put out a flag at the 3700 block of Akron Court. That's another one. Another report of the 8600 block of East 29th Avenue. So again, it's all this three-block radius, but this story makes it say, whoa! The entire city of Denver is just lighting American flags on fire, and it's all just about paying attention and doing what we got to do to wake other people up to the idea that there's some sensationalism. Let's just leave it at that. Let's not even get into the notion that there's a concerted effort by a small minority like a Reuters or an AP, news agencies controlled at the top, to disseminate information. Let's just skip that whole idea. Let's just say these people are stupid, and if they've been given jobs to do giving important information out to the people, and A, they choose the worst stories to talk about. I mean, it's all fluff. That's why the reason that I don't do a ton of Denver or Front Range related stories necessarily, even though a lot of my links will come, my national stories will come from them, is because that's what I found was best, was the national stories only. The local stuff is very sparse in this. We're pretty well organized here. We're going through everything else that all the other states are going through. We have budget shortfalls, and we have idiot politicians, and we have crime, and not a ton of it, but we have bad police officer response to crime, and we have the same thing that's going on everywhere else in the world. It's not any different here in Denver. The whole point is just to cut through the sensationalized notion that some of these things are providing, and that this information, I've talked about it before, how there's so much of it out there, so much of it that has to be gone through. And frankly, I consider myself lucky to be able to use, we talk about Facebook and stuff like that. I consider myself very lucky to be able to use Facebook to find and to limit the sources or direct my sources, not even really limit. I mean, it helps to limit, definitely. You can block out things, but I can direct my sources of information. I've talked about how this is just one channel, but one channel of information that I have. But if I tried to count my sources of information, they number somewhere around 500 or more. It's probably closer to 1,000 if you can include actual, like, that was a terrible way to put it. The mainstream media news organizations, if you want to talk about them, yeah, I get information from them too as well. If you include all of those in there, and the hundreds around the planet, literally from Russia to the UK to Australia, Ireland, even the Arab states in the Middle East there, and Al Arabiya and Al Jazeera and information from all around the world. And as always, we're just trying to convince you to expand your horizons. And that's why I push the Facebook thing, because you can get information directed to you in a state like that. Plus, you can connect with real people. And it's hard. I wanted to talk about this JFK image. And let's do it. This all relates to Facebook, and about an image and a quote that went around, and the assassination and the attempt to apply the bankers to the JFK assassination through the he was going to release silver. I'll go into the details as we go along, and that way I'm not trying to piece it all together for you at one time. But it all starts out on Facebook. And this happens to all of us, and I want to clarify this, and it's true of everything. You know, we try to disseminate the good information from the bad, but we all want to believe what we want to believe, and we've all been told from who we believe are reliable sources at one time or another, as is often the case, and is true in this case, a quote or something like that from someone. And in this case, it happens all over the internet. In this case, it's a quote from JFK, and it's this quote regarding I'm trying to actually pull it up. That was the problem that I mentioned earlier in the show, that the links that I posted, because I posted them at the last minute, I was not able to actually link them, so I'm having to copy and paste them all myself. And I want to grab the right quotes and the right information, because there's this quote that goes around about JFK, and it is the quote about a plot. Okay, I finally got it to come up. Here we go. There's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot. And supposedly, this was said by President John F. Kennedy about 7 days before he was assassinated. Well, I've done some research, and I was kind of forced to because I got in this trap, and this is where the Facebook social media thing applies, of sharing this picture. The picture popped up. I just defaultly shared it. I knew it was something that was said. It had to have been something that said. I didn't even read the entire quote because I've heard it before. It was told to me by trusted sources or sources that, even if they were trustable, maybe didn't clarify at the time their lack of knowledge of where the quote came from. This happens, not just the JFK quote, but there are any number of quotes. I saw a perfect, this was hilarious. It was, these internet quotations, boy, sure, sometimes you gotta check them out. Thomas Jefferson. Obviously, Thomas Jefferson didn't say anything about internet quotes, but you get the gist of what I'm trying to say, is that people have been misquoted and quotes have been misattributed. And a lot of these things that we're talking about existed long before the internet and exist in paper or exist in newspapers or in archives and are information that are only known by a small number of people who have actually gone or were there or investigated and actually looked into these information. So the idea that this quote could be true certainly is plausible. JFK was assassinated. There are some concerns about how he was assassinated. It seems on the surface like he was killed by one man from the Book Depository building, but then if you look a little deeper, you start finding the same old connections, the same old ties, including some of your favorite names, like Bush, are involved in the JFK assassination, at least peripherally, it would seem, and our good old buddies over at the CIA. So, he was murdered, and his murder falls into a particular category of murders, unexplained by the so-called evidence at the time, and that is popular. I think most people, even now, I think a majority of Americans now believe that something was wrong with JFK, just like eventually a majority of Americans will finally believe that individuals within the U.S. government were responsible for the planning of, the instruction of, the destruction of, the all of it involving the events of 9/11. So I wanted to hit on that quote about JFK and just trying to kind of clarify, because I have a buddy, actually an old radio buddy from back in the day, as they say, who had to call me on it, and he's like my watchdog. It's funny. He does this to me on everything. It doesn't matter on my Michael Storm account or on my real personal account on Facebook. He's a real person I know, so he's an individual that's friends on both of those accounts. And so he gets me on both of them all the time. It's usually something like this, something where a quote has been mistaken or isn't well researched or something like that, and he wants to point that out. But it's not always like that. Sometimes he gets into this political stuff and I have to call him on it. I did on the Obama thing. We might get into that a little bit, but just to finish off the JFK assassination and did the bankers do it, I offer you freedomforceinternational.org. under the JFK myth, their analysis. This was done by G. Edward Griffin, that's right, the guy who wrote the book The Creature from Jekyll Island, updated December 13, 2006, and maybe again since then. I don't know, that seems to be the most recent update, but it's in direct response to this particular question, because apparently I've never read all of the G. Edward Griffin Jekyll Island book. It's too big and too long and too boring, and I've said before how some of this history just doesn't really matter anymore, that we've got to concentrate on what we're doing now and not worry about keeping our scorecard about who did what when. But these people are into this analysis and deep analysis, and I love G. Edward Griffin, and we'll try to get him on the show, in fact, sometime and talk to him and ask him. And I suppose if I do that, I'll have to read the rest of the book. But apparently he's made reference to, or I know that in the book he talks about the whole thing with JFK and the silver and all of that stuff. I know that for a fact. And I came across all of this information when I saw somebody trying to blame the quote on G. Edward Griffin, and I tried to find a place to clarify that. It seems to that the quote didn't appear until about 1981, and G. Edward Griffin himself went and did this research, and I found this. The persistent rumor regarding the banker's role in JFK's death was reinforced by several books circulated in conservative circles, and you'll know these names, you'll know these books. They contained an ominous passage to Kennedy's speech at Columbia University just 10 days before his assassination. He is quoted as saying, "The high office of president has been used to foment a plot to destroy the American's freedom, and before I leave office, I must inform the citizen of his plight." Quoted by M.L. Beckman, Born Again Republic, Billings, Montana, Freedom Church, 1981, page 23, and then our good buddy Lindsay Williams, get your pen and paper. Write this down. Write this down. This is important. Get your pen and paper out. Lindsay Williams. Pastor Lindsay. He's a good guy. To Seduce a Nation, Kaslov, Arkansas, Worth Publications, 1984, page 26. But when you go to Columbia University and ask them about a transcript for the speech, you find out Kennedy never spoke there, so immediately it sends the whole thing into question. And from there on, G. Edward goes on to talk about how the silver certificates had actually been, I'll hit on it a little bit just because. Silver certificates versus the U.S. notes, and whether or not there's a executive order or bill or whatever that, it's executive order 11110, issued by Kennedy, and how it relates. Well, he goes on and tells about, the wording of 11110 actually refers back to another, and so it gets this confusing list of different numbers and stuff, but he basically just goes through and tries to clarify that that he doesn't have any of the final answers on this, and if there's any more information, or if the Christian Common Law Institute would like to respond to the claims of the quotes that were originally in the 1981 book that I just mentioned, it might all come together. And so I'll just let you, I don't want to leave you hanging, because this is an interesting topic, the whole JFK and the banker thing, and I'm not dismissing the connection. I'm just clarifying this connection. All right, don't get me wrong. Silver certificates versus U.S. notes. These facts alone should be enough to settle the matter, but there is yet one more point of confusion to be cleared up, and that involves the difference between silver certificates and United States notes. In monetary terms, a note is a promissory note. A note is any financial instrument. And so he goes on to clarify that earlier issues of U.S. notes displayed printed elements to the effect that, one, the bearer could redeem them at the Treasury on demand, either for dollars or a specified weight of gold and silver. Yeah, we've heard of those before. During those years, a dollar was defined by law as 371.25 grams of pure silver, which was the amount contained in a $1 silver coin. The law also provided that the metal could be in the form of coins, dust, nuggets, plate, or bullion. Therefore, whether the phrase printed on currency promised a dollar, silver, or gold, and ultimately meant precious metal in one form or another, tradition began to change in the 60s. And since about 71, he clarifies the notes. I was looking again. This is a whole long thing. That's why I offer you the opportunity to go, as always, to try to figure it out for yourself and make sure. The proponents of JFK myth assert that Kennedy was assassinated because he was about to issue silver certificates. This is the clarification that I was looking for. There's a whole bunch in this. Thereby denying the bankers their customary interest payments on the nation's currency. Sounds reasonable. Seems to be the reason why a lot of people get killed. You start messing around with the bankers and their money. Previously, the president could have issued silver certificates of his own authority, but with the signing of, here's the executive orders and the numbers, 11110, he delegated that authority to the Secretary of Treasury. At the time, the Secretary of Treasury was Douglas Dillon from a well-known and powerful banking family. Conspiracy. The means Kennedy surrendered the power to issue silver certificates, that means Kennedy surrendered the power to issue silver certificates and gave it to a member of the banking fraternity who could do it as he pleased. So why would they need to kill him? This is Griffin, I'm telling you, G. Edward Griffin, he's done his research on this stuff, and he's clarifying this whole thing. Dillon, of course, would have strong motive to preserve the dominance of the Federal Reserve notes. The theory that Kennedy was getting ready to issue silver certificates not only isn't supported by the evidence, and he goes on to show the evidence, but it isn't supported by the logic. And so I wanted to clarify that, and I don't know. There may be some people that give me some hell over it, but I think everybody reasonably understands the difference between what the man has really said and what the man has really done in all of these instances and what really occurs in the facts. And it's hard to argue that Kennedy was killed by the bankers if he had just done what the bankers wanted to do. That doesn't mean that he wasn't killed by the CIA, and that doesn't mean that he was, you know, all of these theories outside of the lone gunman that just the science doesn't seem to hold up. That doesn't discount these ideas at all, just not necessarily for the banker's reason. Who knows, it might have been the gangsters. He had a lot of gangster ties in the Marilyn Monroe tie and all this stuff, and you know, he was the president. He's a guy who, I mean, if you look at what you have to do to become the president, you kind of have to sell your soul. You kind of have to turn your back on friends and ideas that you once believed were true, or may have once believed were true, because you have to conform to whatever is going to get you elected. And presidents are always caught saying one thing on the record and then saying something different to a smaller audience or an audience of just one. When they think that nobody else is listening, or they think that somebody else might not say something about it, and there's always been a lot of double dealing and dirty dealing, and imagine that these people are already business people with these gangster ties before they ever even got involved in trying to become involved in the presidency and all that. Scott in Wisconsin is online too and wants to get involved in the conversation. Yeah, we got a minute or so before the break. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Michael, you can keep me over after the break. I wanted to get in with this. How you doing, brother, first of all?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just speaking the truth, brother. I just wanted to go through this a little bit with Abe Lincoln and Kennedy after the break. But you know what? I'll say this, Michael. You know who the bankers don't care who wins or loses in war because they collect the money. And I think who was behind this was the CIA. And I would like to get into this a little bit for the after the break, if you could.
Sure, yeah, we'll go ahead and put you on hold now, and we'll slide into the break, and I'll bring you back after the break, and we'll talk about it. And I'm just going to reinforce exactly what you said, because this whole topic led into another conversation, and I'm going to have to dig through this, but I have a second to do it while you're hanging out there before we get into this break, and even if I have to while we're in the break, and I want to find This is just a sort of the response to the notion that the bankers have taken control, and this is like the average person's response. Even a person who doesn't want to be involved in this conspiracy stuff or talk about any of these things, they try to. I'm going to have to read through this because I had this whole long conversation with a friend of mine today, and it's the same friend that I'm talking about. And it all relates back to this this failed quote. That's what started this whole conversation that we had, and this it led to the quote that just happened today. And this is how I'm going to tie this all in. It just happened in the last but it's going around today on the internet is a great big deal as something that Obama said about business. And I want to clarify the exact quote because. He did say a particular thing, but there wasn't anything of value in what he said, regardless of what he said. And right now, what's going around on the internet on Facebook is this quote from the president that says that somebody, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody made that happen. Well, this is one of those quotes that he can't get me on because I didn't share this one. I did not know what the context of this quote was, so I did not share this quote with everybody, and so he wasn't able to get me on this one. But here's the real quote. Here's the whole quote. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we have that allows you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. All right. Well, that's the exact quote. Well, I got problems with that one, too, and we'll talk about it when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world, live on Republic Broadcasting Networks, republicbroadcasting.org, to find out all the information on the show, when it airs, how you can listen to it, milehighlibertyradio.com. You can follow along with the most of what we're talking about today. I don't post every single thing that I talk about there because the show is not scripted. I make some notes. I have my little Mead composition notebook here in front of me, and I take one page each day, and I try to write down some things that I want to be sure to talk about, like the students paying more of their own tuition, the college scam. That's what I had written down as one of my notes for stuff to talk about today. That's quite a bit less than the 12 or 16 or so minutes that I spent actually talking about that subject. So it's not scripted at all, but helps to make some notes, and one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was this Obama quote, and it all stems from my use of Facebook and the social media and our expansion into social media. I mentioned how Republic Broadcasting Networks themselves are expanding into Facebook and media like that, and they're getting a much better response than a lot of other so-called conservative media groups. I've actually been following them, and it's really actually been wonderful the response they get because of you guys. You guys are following along and embracing the ideas that I talk about and RBN itself talks about, and that's the idea of getting out there and using these technologies and these informations to our advantage, to spread the truth, to spread this information. And so that's what we do here. That's basically what I'm getting at. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm talking. And today I was talking about these misquoted presidential things, and I was trying to clarify the JFK thing, and our buddy Scott from Wisconsin wanted to jump in the conversation. So I figured I'd just let him jump in, and then I'll get back to this thing about Obama. And when I get to that point, I'll come back to this and relate the two together. But let's talk to Scott. Scott, what are your thoughts on Kennedy? Obviously, Bush wasn't involved in the Lincoln assassination, but that's not to say that his family wasn't somewhere along the way. I've never investigated. But the Bush name shows up with the Kennedy thing and CIA, and that's what you started to mention before we went to the break, was the CIA.
Well, you know, and I'd like to get back on your show because I know the time's running out, but I do believe that the President Senior Bush way back then, when we called the Illuminati of the Owl and all that stuff, when you study it more, was involved with Lincoln, because the point is this. If the presidents are on a puppet.
You meant Kennedy, but yeah.
And if they don't go by what the big boys say, they're in trouble. And what did Abe Lincoln? You go back to what he was doing. He wanted to go away from the monetary system policy that we had, too.
No, you're exactly right, and that's exactly what I was saying when that was exactly what.
Here's the reality. You know what it's called, and you should know this because you were in the military. It's called a jackal. A jackal that goes out and takes them out, brother. See?
The jackal, sure.
And I wanted to say this before we go, brother. You know, I would like you to speak more on this. The banks that have closed in America. Michael, I would like to get on here with a topic down in a few days to talk about this. Nobody talks about the 470 banks that have closed in our backyard. And that's serious business. And I'll just put this by you. And I do my homework like you. 65 banks have closed in Florida. 81 banks have closed alone in Georgia. 54 banks alone in Illinois.
It's very true, Scott in Wisconsin, pointing out some truth, but we got to go to a break. It's Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.